From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. An expected bankruptcy filing today is telling us something about the way Americans drive these days and the wisdom of investing in U.S. infrastructure. The Indiana Toll Road Company, which owns the rights to a 157-mile stretch of highway in Indiana, had been struggling with about $6 billion of debt. It's just one of several private companies that made what turned out to be bad bets on toll roads. Marketplace's Noel King is here with the latest. Good morning, Noel.
Good morning, David.
So why did the Indiana Toll Road Company end up in this trouble?
Back in 2006, the Indiana Toll Road's parent company, which is a Spanish-Australian partnership, paid the state of Indiana $3.8 billion for the rights to operate tolls on this stretch of road. In the couple of years before the financial crisis, a lot of global investors were betting on toll roads in the U.S., and a lot of state and local governments were very happy to raise some money by shifting the cost of running those roads to private investors. Now, those investors, like the Indiana Toll Road Company, assumed that tolls were a stable, reliable income stream, and that as the years went on and more people were driving, revenue was only going to grow.
But it didn't. Why not?
Well, a couple of big companies are dealing with this for a couple of reasons. But a part of it in each case seems to be that Americans just aren't driving as much. The million-dollar question is why. And there seem to be a couple of factors. Younger people are driving less. Now, that could be because unemployment has hit 30-somethings on down really hard, and they can't deal with the expense of driving. Cities also are investing in public transportation. And at the same time, the country's aging and older people tend to drive less as well. So there's a couple of factors that all seem to add up to bad news for companies that bet big on U.S. drivers.
All right. We'll hear more about the recession and those millennials in a sec. Marketplace's Noel King, thank you.
Thank you.